Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. I've been asked to fill this little time each day with something that is called a kicker, which got me to thinking, why is it called a kicker? I've been in this business for a long time, and the last funny story is always called a kicker. So I kind of did a little digging, and what I found was it was kind of a kick at the end, dating back to some old vernacular. And I've also been asked to write a couple of blogs a week by the powers that be here at the old Radio Ranch, which got me to thinking on that. Why is it called a blog? Why not a FARP or a Dirbl? Well, as I'm not one to really let things lie, I had to find out. Some will no doubt know why it's called a blog. I didn't, but I do now. From Wikipedia, a blog, a portmanteau of a term, weblog. This then began the unraveling of my metaphoric sweater. What in the world is a portmanteau? So again, I had to go look it up from Wikipedia. Portmanteau, word, is a combination of two words, or words or morphemes, into one new word. I think you can see where this is going. Back to Wikipedia I go, this time for morphemes. What in the world is a morpheme? Morpheme is the smallest, semantically meaningful unit in language. It's then that it dawned on me. That's why smart people look at sports guys like me like we have a third ear growing just above our nose. If I mention a yellow hammer at a baseball game, a sports fan knows that's a curveball.
Right.
If the mic backer blitzes at a football game, a sports fan's going to know someone's going to get pounded. If there's a hat trick, you know that it's not some schlub pulling the rabbit out of a top hat, but the egghead, air parentheses, smart guy or gal, has the same expression as I did when I saw portmanteau. I'm curious, do you think they'll go look it up? It's unfathomable. Maybe even unconscionable that they would. Go look it up, that is. I had to. T-O-O. Or should that be 2-T-O? I don't know, but I guess we can figure out what I'm going to talk about next time. I'll just title it 2-T-O-B or not T-O-O-B. B. That, in this case, is the question. And that's my commentary, brought to you by Gun Corps, who are doing something really kind of cool for Christmas. Well, actually, not just for Christmas anymore. They're going to do it all year long. They're going to warranty everything that they sell. They will act as the liaison for you, no matter what happens to anything you buy from them. How's that for a little built-in safety? Find more details. You can find them on Facebook or go to gun-core.com and check them out in their new location. They're on Texas Avenue in College Station across from the Kettle, right next to Prospectors. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you very much for listening.